everyone. Welcome to the HCG podcast channel, No Need to Beat It. My name is Dr. Prabhu Naisargika. I'm an upper GI cancer and bariatric surgeon at HCG Bangalore. And today I'm going to talk to you about a very interesting topic about obesity and cancer. Now, guys might be wondering, how is this linked? Now, this also, we are sending this message out today because on March 4th is the World Obesity Day. As you know, you all have heard the word pandemic now with coronavirus. But before coronavirus, obesity is the biggest pandemic affecting us worldwide. So the World Obesity Day is being adopted by all countries. And the main focus is towards to making everybody live a happier, healthier and a longer life. Because obesity in itself can contribute to all three. It can make you less happier, it will make you less healthier, and your lifespan will be shortened. So just talking about obesity, as you know, obesity is just not being overweight. We have now specific markers like body mass index, which defines who is overweight, who is obese. So an example, if you even Google about body mass index, the WHO standards are, if normal healthy weight was a BMI of less than 25, 25 to 30 was considered overweight, and above 30 was obesity. But in India, we are special. So we have dropped the parameters slightly lower because our risk of diabetes is increasing with lower weight of weight gain. So now in India, anyone about 22.5 to 25 is actually considered overweight. And from 25, obesity starts. So if you see the incidence looking globally, so there's a very nice figures now all on the internet. So in 1980s, if you look, obesity is only 2 to 5% of the local population. But come now fast forward to 2020, more than 30 to 40% of the population is obese. So in USA now, in 2016, 70 million people are obese and more than 100 million are actually overweight. So the figures actually, if you look, if you remember the Fit India movement, which was carried out two years ago by the government of India, we almost are predicted to have almost 10 to 15% of population is meant to be obese. But that's only tip of the iceberg because we don't have data of all the population. So we know maybe tier 1 cities are obese, but there are also lots of population tier 2, tier 3, very obese, and they might not be coming to the general population for statistical purposes. So just to give a rough example in HCG, so in 2019, we looked at, so for all the women who came with breast cancers and all the men who came with other cancers, nearly 55% of women were obese and roughly 20% were overweight. So 75% of people were actually overweight when they came to us with cancer. So now that's a stark incidence, you know, so so much in men as well. So in men, nearly 45% of men are obese who had cancer. So now does it jingle some bells thinking why obese people are getting more cancer? So if you look at the prediction of the Childhood Obesity World Health Federation, they're predicting by 2030, China will have 61 million kids who are going to be obese and India is going to be second, you know, so they're catching up with China, but nearly 28 million obesity. So why am I stressing so much about obesity as a factor? Because we all know obesity has its own issues and it causes this. It also causes lots of health issues. So if you go from top to bottom, if you're overweight, it can lead to migraine and depression. It can lead to what we call obstructive sleep apnea, respiratory symptoms. It increases your risk of having heart attacks, increases cholesterol, increases your stroke risk. It also increases the risk of having reflux, cancer, and very importantly, you can be very increased diabetic. So in India, type 2 diabetes is the commonest. We are the diabetic capital of the world. And one of the main reasons is our population is very overweight and obese. In women, it can also lead to infertility issues because of polycystic ovarian syndrome. And just losing weight can actually improve your chances of having pregnancy. And also there are other reasons what obesity can lead to. But my main focus today is cancer, because obesity increases your risk of cancer. Now let me talk some science about obesity and how it can lead to cancer. So your fat cell is actually called an adipocyte. So your fat cell actually releases a hormone called estrogen. Now many women, even men have some estrogen, but women obviously are predominant. And there are many estrogen dependent cancers like breast and womb cancers. So if you're overweight woman, you have an increased risk of developing these two causes of cancers. The fat cell also secretes hormones like insulin and growth factors and also creates a inflammatory state in your body, which invariably leads to your risk of developing cancer. Now, if you look at some statistics from United Kingdom, so if you have, so people, they looked at bowel cancer. So if out of 42,000 people per year, nearly 10% were overweight or obese, so that led to cancer. Similar statistics exist for liver cancer, kidney cancer, ovarian cancer, and breast cancer. So now you may ask, now is it proven? And yes, it is. So if you look at certain studies which came out from Europe and America, they followed up patients who had overweight, obesity over a long time. So over almost 10 years. And what they noticed was that the longer duration you were overweight, it was significantly associated with you developing obesity-related cancer. Like, you know, as I said, the breast and the womb cancer. So if for compared to a normal population, if you're overweight for a longer time, you're more likely to develop cancer. Now, you may be surprised to know that every time when someone asks you what is the commonest cause of cancer, you are like, oh, it's smoking or alcohol. But actually, now we are actually pointing towards obesity being the number one cause of cancer worldwide. So you will now, you know, how the cigarette packs have been changed to suggest that smoking kills or smoking causes cancer. I think we may now come up with logos similarly for obesity as well. So obesity can cause cancer. Please take precautions to avoid that. So the next thing is now I'll just briefly discuss about now reducing weight. Will it reduce your cancer risk? So there's few studies which are quite succinctly done both in Europe and in UK, where they put patients who are overweight on a specific diet for weight loss. And then what they did, they looked at certain markers in their colon. So what they did in endoscopy, they took some biopsies from their colon and they compared some cancer markers on them. So what they did was some few adults were overweight, they put them specific diet and they took biopsies before and after the diet intervention. And when they looked at samples when patients lost weight, actually their cancer gene expression reduced. So you know, I was talking about before how obesity increases an inflammatory pathway. The inflammation subsided and also the cancer reducing genes was also suppressed. So this shows that by reducing weight, you actually reduce your risk of developing cancer. So if you look at a very nice statistic slide from UK, so they compared women and they said obesity can increase the risk of seven types of cancer by in women by 41%. So if you're healthy weight, so around 194 women developed cancer, moment they became overweight, 36 more people developed cancer. And the moment you became obese, it's almost a 30% risk fold increase. So that comes to the conclusion that obesity is one of the factors which is now leading to cancer. And now losing weight is very important in this matter to keep you a long and healthier life. So now we come to the important aspect of how we can help you achieve weight loss. Now, losing weight, many people have tried it. You know, it's very common. If you go onto any of the Netflixes, there are lots of channels on this, yoga therapies, dietic therapies. But what we promote is a multimodal therapy for weight loss. Now, weight loss cannot achieve it by one single aim. So what we say is, so to achieve a weight loss which is effective in the long run, not in the short term, you need a lifestyle management, which is a combination of diet, exercise, physiotherapy or yoga therapy, and obviously a consultation with a physician who's well versed in that. So dietic means, you know, so it's very well known to most of the people. I'm not going to bore you much. So you know, when you want to improve your diet, you need to give up your processed foods, the red meat foods, the fried food, the sweets, the donuts, which all are junk calories to your body. Alcohol as well. So if you drink lots of beer, in each beer is almost 400 calories per pint. And we call it the empty calories because no one puts a calorie marker on your drinks. But this is a true fact. So the moment you drink lots of beers, that can also cause you, and the common notion about beer belly comes from that. And also you need to increase your healthy food intake, you know, the normal fruits and vegetables, home cooked meals. These are all the dietic components which can help you to achieve weight loss. But also this has to be complemented and supplemented by physical exercise. So if it's just like filling a car with the petrol, unless you drive it, your mileage will not improve. So unless you start exercising, at least I say half an hour per day, either yoga therapy or physiotherapy, running, jogging, climbing stairs, anything you choose. Bottom line is try to increase your heart rate by at least 20 to 30% than the baseline for half an hour. And that cardio fitness workout with a diuretic will help you lose weight. Now we also look at patients who have excessive weight in how much weight loss they need to achieve compared to the baseline. So when they need to achieve only 5 to 10%, the lifestyle modifications work. But the moment it goes up to saying we need to lose more than 15 to 20%, then there are certain interventions like endoscopic balloons or surgical options like sleeve gastrectomies or bypass procedures which we offer, which help them lose weight in the long-term run. So just to conclude, obesity is a pandemic. It is possibly now the number one cause of cancer worldwide, especially in women. Please take care of your weight. Measure your weight every weekly to ensure you're in a healthy BMI range. Seek help and support. Obesity is not something to be shy of, or it's not stigmatized anymore, because that was the usual problem before. If you're obese, they thought it was a stigma, but that's not anymore. So to lead a healthier and happier and longer life, if you need to lose weight, then we are here to support you. So as I said again, World 4th is the World Obesity Day. So please, there are lots of promotional activities done by all the governments and the obesity federations. So please look into it, be inspired and stay healthy. Thank you and have a good day.
Adding life to years.